when he put out his great volume Blast in the summer, July, August 1914, is invited to Prince Edward, the guy who was going to be king or was king, to his palace. Maybe it was Buckingham Palace or Balmoral or something. And Wyndham Lewis goes there as the top artist of his day, just starting to break on the scene. And he sits down at dinner with the king, and he puts a gun on his table beside his plate.
The king does or the other guy?
No, Wyndham Lewis does. He knew where he was. And, of course, Lewis always branded himself the enemy. He walks into the, you know, the heart of the beast, and he sits down at the table and shocks everybody by putting his gun on the table while he's supposed to sup with them. He knew a lot.
Yeah.
His girlfriend was Lady Kennard. Was Lady Kennard
of the Kennard line.
Yeah, and that's a heavy medium back then. Major form of communication, transportation. The Kennard line
in Liverpool.
Yeah, yeah.
And now, Bob, you forgot the whole gist of the conversation, as it kind of was jovially laid out. This interaction with laying the pistol on the table. The conversation, there was much interplay with that fun. It was fun. But then the rest of the story came along was that Lewis then decided that he would just go ahead and say it and says, "Good kingy, I'm going to preach hell out of you or I'm going to shoot hell out of you." And that's when it went south.
Hmm. That's right. That's when they realized Lewis should not be promoted as an acceptable artist.
Dude.
So he gave up and registered for World War I, went over to the trenches, hung out there, saw how horrible it was, said, "I got to get out of this mess." Found out a friend of his got a gig painting.
So he got
a gig painting.
Please.
Yeah. So he started painting the tragic scenes. And the establishment kind of likes those paintings because it shows the average pink getting mowed down by machine guns. But they didn't like what Lewis came up with after. He came back. The very thing on the front page of Mom Now, our website, where it's McLuhan talking to Jackie Tyrwhitt, the architect, in 1964, May 1964, right when Understanding Media is coming out. He is quoting directly from Wyndham Lewis, who wrote a book about 1919 called The Caliph's Design, meaning the Egyptian emperor. The Caliph's Design, subtitled, "Architects, Where's Your Vortex?" And he criticized the new art coming out of Paris, Cubism, Fauvism, and all that stuff, and said, "These dumb artists are just making paintings in a studio. That's not what the artist should be doing. The artist should be taking his sensibility, knowing about the medium being the message, and running City Hall, and should be the guy running the city design." That's what Lewis said the artist should be doing. Of course, that wasn't acceptable. That wasn't manipulatable, so they abandoned Lewis. You'll find the most amazing stuff by Lewis written in the late teens, early 20s, especially his book, The Art of Being Ruled, which McLuhan said was way more important than Machiavelli's The Prince, or equally as important as that was 500 years before for the 20th century, The Art of Being Ruled. You will find so much of the medium as the message, as McLuhan stood it, spelled out in that book.